Yechezkel, Perichof, Lili Nishmas, Reino Harav, Avram Nisanel, Ben Shlomo, for Refuah Shlema, for those who need a Refuah Shlema. So the metaphor of Perich Yudtes was about the family of the young lions who took power only to see that they were going to be let off in chains. First, Yehoyakim was let off in chains 11 years before the Churban, along with many prominent people from Yehuda, including the Sanhedrin. Then his son Yehoyachin succeeded him for only 3 months before Nebuchadnezzar exiled him and dragged him off to Babel. And then comes Sidkiyahu HaMelech, the last king of Yehuda. And we know that Yechezkel's prophecies began 5 years after the exile of Yehoyachin, and presumably Yehoyakim before him as well, and 6 years before the Churban. Now, after that, he prophesied at least once every year. And so there are kind of annual messages coming out from the Navi saying the Churban is coming, the Churban is coming. So we had one in year 5 of the exile, and now is going to be one in year 7 after the exile of Yehoyachin, which means the Churban is closing in approximately 4 or 5 years away. It's not new themes, Rabbi Breuer says, but the events which the prophet repeatedly foretold to his Gola, because remember, he's in Babel, came menacingly closer with every passing year. And this realization adds force to the prophet's message. With increasingly frightening clarity, he describes events designed to unsettle even the most persistent of, quote, optimists, unquote. And so now, here we are, Vayehi Bashana HaShaviyis, it was in the 7th year after the Galus of Yehoyachin and Yehoyakim, meaning we've only got about 4 or 5 years left until the Churban, B'chamishi be'osor lochodesh, in the 5th month, on the 10th day of the 5th month. Presuming that we're counting Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. So this is the 10th of Av when the impending catastrophe is going to strike the Jewish nation, as we know from Yirmiyah. We know that there's a discussion in the Gemara about whether or not Tisha B'Av should have been on the 9th of Av when the fires were lit, or the 10th of Av when the fires burnt out. So the fact that this prophecy is being given on the 10th day of the 5th month, this is rough stuff. So, Bo'u Anashim Yizikne Yisrael, men from the elders of Israel came to me, Lidrosh es Hashem, to inquire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayeshu Lefanai, and they sat before me. So Radak says this was Siyata Deshmaya, that they would come on that particular day, so they would hear the Musar on that day, because their iniquities, their sins, are going to be why the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. So they may not even realize it, but this is the actual date. You know, it's like Lahavdil, you know, 9-11, 1996, 1997. Nobody knows what's coming. But in retrospect, when you look back that you were on Asara Ba'av, being given Musar about the coming Churban, that's chilling. Vayehi Dvar Hashem Elai Lemor, Pasuk Beis, so the word of Hashem comes to Yechezkel immediately. Gimel Ben Adam, Daber es Ziknei Yisrael v'yomar to Alehem. Son of man, speak to the leaders, the Zikanim of Yisrael, and say to them. Actually, Daber es Yisrael can mean speak to or speak of, that preposition. But most translators just say directly, speak to them. This is what you should tell them. Ko amar Hashem Elokim. This is what Hashem the Lord says. Halid rosho siatem boyim. Have you come to inquire of me? Chayoni imi daresh lochem. Nu'um Hashem Elokim. As I live, I will not be inquired of by you. You have no right to inquire of me. So Rashi points out that later on in the Sefer, in Perek Lamed Vav, Hashem is going to say, or I don't know if it's Yechezkel or one of the human beings is going to say, I'm going to be punished for the sins in our hands. He already sold us If a master sells his slave or a husband divorces his wife, do they have any relationship remaining? So things are going to come into their heads that they're going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has abandoned us, so there's nothing left. We're cut off. It's ended. So Radak, rather, says that these elders are righteous men who had been exiled to Yehoyachin. That's the Sanhedrin. And Hashem is still very harsh. It's the sins of your entire generation that have caused this. So it may not be that they themselves are sinful, but they represent a sinful generation, so they're going to have to take it when HaKadosh Baruch Hu really gives it to them very harshly. Seder Olam says, this is Hananya, Mishael, Va'azaria, asking about whether or not the people in Eretz Yisrael who are still there are going to get to remain there, or if they're going to end up in Bavel as well. Now, most Rishonim, Achronim, do not say this is Hananya, Mishael, Va'azaria, but it's an interesting pshat. If it was. Either way, that would imply righteous people. Dalit, Hasishpot Osam? Hasishpot Ben Adam? Are you going to contend with them? Will you contend with them, O son of man? Talking to Yechezkel. Es Toavos Havosam Hodiim. Let them know the abominations of their fathers. So, do you want to judge them for their wickedness? Give them Moser. In other words, it's sort of like, are you willing to tell them what they have to be told? Are you going to fight with them? Are you going to contend with them? Hasishpotasam, you're going to judge them? You better. Hey, v'yomar to alehem, and say to them, Ko amar Hashem Elokim. This is what Hashem has said. B'yom b'chari v'yisrael. On the day when I am wrathful. Oh, I'm sorry. B'chari, when I chose, not b'chari af. On the day, Bacharti, basically. On the day that I chose Yisrael, V'asol Yodi L'Zera Beis Yaakov, and I lifted up my hand to the seed of the house of Yaakov, V'yivada Lohem Eretz Mitzrayim, and I made myself known to them in the land of Mitzrayim, V'asol Yodai Lohem Lemor, and I lifted up my hand, saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. So it all started back in Mitzrayim. I chose you. But the problem is, for almost 900 years, Rashi says, from the days they were in Mitzrayim till Yechezkel, my love shielded them. But they increased their chatoyim over and over and over again. And it's awakened, and my anger is awakened. And sooner or later, quoting in Mishle, that hatred causes quarrels between people, but love covers up transgressions. So I let it go, I let it go, I let it go. 900 years of letting it go. I made myself known to them through Nevi'im. Good times, but there's been a lot accumulating since then.